Hi, everyone. My name's Maria, and I am from St. Louis, Missouri. So I would like to share a story with you guys about how going to Eucharistic Adoration here at Steubenville really helped me accept my Catholic identity and love it for what it is. So like many of you that are probably here, I was a cradle Catholic. I am a cradle Catholic, and I'm actually really proud of it. My family, we go to Sunday Mass every day at St. Simon, 9 o'clock. We have certain pew and everything. I'm very involved in my youth group, and I'm passionately in love with it. But going into freshman year, I knew that being that super Catholic girl wasn't going to be cool. And I made a promise to myself that I was going to keep that faith alive, and I was going to keep doing it. But within the first couple of weeks of school, I was already kind of getting made fun of for it. So I decided to kind of put that in a little box to the side and kind of forget about it. I thought that I could be still faithful, like at Mass and at youth group, but I was definitely wrong. I ended up just going through the motions and not really caring, I guess. So fast forward to that summer, going into sophomore year, I had, you know, I was still going through the motions and everything, and getting to Saturday night adoration, I was dreading it. Because I knew I was going to have to face God because I had become somebody that I had never wanted to be. So when it was towards the end, we were sitting on the floor, kind of where you guys are at right there, and the monstrance came right behind me. And I remember turning around and falling to my knees because I had realized that I had failed God and failed myself because I didn't keep that promise alive. I was weeping. But I felt this amazing sense of relief and joy because I knew that I could be myself again. I could love that Catholic identity again. And I'm not saying that, you know, I still want to hide it and everything. Fast forward a couple years, I'm going to be a senior in high school now. And I realized that I love my Catholic identity. I accept it. And I'm not going to hide my light under a bushel basket to appease other people's opinions. I'm not afraid to share my faith anymore. And without that experience on Saturday night adoration, I would not be standing up in front of you guys right now. I wouldn't be able to do it. And my challenge to you guys is, don't hide your light. Don't hide your faith because you're scared what people are going to think of you. Would you rather think about what God thinks of you or what others? I would say I care more what God thinks, right? So what I just challenge you guys, don't hide your faith just for other people. It's amazing, and we love you for it. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you.